Now, more of the Pensacola Expert Panel with Ruthie C. on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Ruthie C. This half hour is presented by Elite Services Quality Clean, who is responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show. Well, you don't know what we can find. Why don't you come with me, little girl, on a magic carpet ride? Well, you don't know what we can see. Why don't you tell your piece to me? Fantasy will fit you free. Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruthie C., and I'm excited to be joined this morning by Liz Nims of Elite Services Quality Clean. Good morning, Liz.
Good morning, Ruthie, and thank you so much for letting me call in today. You know, I was not thinking when I said, let's just do the show the week before Thanksgiving, which happens to be our busiest week of the entire calendar year. So here we go.
Hey, I am so grateful for you taking a little bit of time amidst the hustle and bustle. It sounds like, busiest time of the year. Is everyone just prepping for holiday gatherings and guests? Is that what you're seeing a lot of right now?
We are seeing a lot of that, and my office manager, I think, has started keeping a tally of how many times she answers the phone and somebody says, please tell me you can come out today. I need you to come out today. You know, Aunt Sally's coming tomorrow or whoever it is, and she's like, I am so sorry, we can't come out today, you know, but I can get you on this day. And so it is definitely, I think, this year with everything that's gone on with COVID, you know, with the hurricanes, with everything else, it's like the holidays have completely slipped up, you know, and now folks are wanting to get together for the holidays and have everything cleaned up and ready to go and fresh for their families, and so that's what we're here to do.
I think you're exactly right. I totally agree. It still in my head feels a little bit like, wait, isn't it like April? No.
Exactly. It's what it should be. I mean, I think.
Right.
My oldest son keeps wishing it was April so he could have his birthday party again. He's like, come on, Mom, isn't my birthday next month? Like, no, bud, you've got until next April.
Oh, no.
Like, that's too long.
It's way too long. Well, thankfully, you know, like we keep saying, I know it's not going to solve everything going into a new year, but it will be nice to have 2020 in the rearview mirror.
You've got that right.
But it sounds like right now you are so busy helping people get ready for having those gatherings. If I hope they're doing it safely, sounds like if they're having you guys come in that it's going to be clean and fresh, like you said. So tell me a little bit, Liz, because we were just mentioning in the break, this is our first official show together. And so I'm curious about, you know, your, like you say, growing up with the carpet wand in hand and what it is that your team specializes in with Elite Services.
Well, to give a little bit of a backstory, my parents, David and Karen Nixon, started Elite Carpet Care back in 1985. And over the years, the name has undergone a couple little changes as he, you know, tried some things, didn't work out, tried other things that did work out until Dad finally figured out that he wanted to focus, one, on educating the client, and so he wanted his team educated, so all of us have to go through and get certifications. He also wanted to focus on doing a good quality job and focusing on, you know, doing our job so well that we have narrowed our focus to what we do best and what we are the experts in our field in, which is now why we have a full operating rug shop over on 117 Industrial Boulevard. Myself and another technician named David, we are both certified master technicians, and both of us are also certified in rug cleaning technician. And a couple of things we've got going on here, just this last week, we cleaned three 100% silk rugs successfully. And I've got a rug also laying out in the shop waiting on me to get back to it where I am relatexing the back of the rug. It's a rug that a client loves it. It was a gun-tufted rug. It's a wool. It's been with her for quite some time. And she just wanted it fixed to where she could have more years out of it. So we are actually relatexing the back of that rug and reinstalling the backing on that rug for her. So we've got quite a bit that's going on, and when the company started out, it started out in the back of a little pickup truck with a portable, and now has grown to three trucks with truck-mounted units. a full rug shop, as well as rug pickup vehicles. So he has really, over time, slowly grown to what we have now.
Wow, what a great story. I love hearing that. And that commitment, like you said, to education and the focus on excellence. I don't think you get to successfully clean a 100% silk rug if you are not excellent at what you're doing.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
So
you have
impressive.
To know what you're doing. Yeah, because silk, if you get silk too wet, it's going to brown on you in a heartbeat. And then chances are you may not be able to correct that browning. I have successfully taken a urine stain out of a silk rug before as well. It was 100% silk. The clients, when their puppy did it, they didn't even know he had done it. It was up under their bed. They got ready to go and move, and that's when they found it. And they brought it in and said, "Can you help me?" And we always say we cannot guarantee stain removal on silk rugs, but on this situation, I was able to actually do it. And it just took time and it took patience. Something else that we have done post-Sally, we had some hand-painted linen drapery. If you can imagine that,
wow.
These are linen drapes that somebody went and hand-painted a design on these drapes. They came in, and they had water stains at the bottom of them from Hurricane Sally where water had gotten into the home. And the client's like, "Can you do anything with these?" And, of course, my dad, who's had... He's got advanced training in upholstery cleaning. He says, "If I could take them to my shop, we have a chance. If I can't take them to my shop, I have to say no." So they said, "Okay, we'll take them to your shop." And this, again, is something that it took days to do because our best asset at correcting the water stains was the sunshine outside, along with the treatments that we do to it. But we have successfully gotten the water stains out of the linen drapes that are hand-painted.
Wow.
So again, that's where we have a controlled environment in our shop. We're able to handle things a lot better here than we are able to do at home or in the homes. We do understand there's times, though, where things like that might not be advantageous to come out. But again, we offer free quotes to come out and take a look at what you've got to tell you if it's worth trying to save it, if it's worth not. If we're able to clean it, what the expectations are, and to find out what the needs are of the client. But that's in upholstery, carpet cleaning, Oriana rug cleaning, tile and grout cleaning, and we've even been working on cleaning some stone floors as of late as well.
Wow. So definitely worth getting in touch for that. It's almost like a consultation, you know, where you're able to come and see what issues these people are facing with, you know, whatever the situation is in their home. It sounds like you said, growing up in this industry, you're probably going to know, yes, there's a chance here, or maybe just let it go. And I love what you said earlier about like refinishing or relatexing the back of the wool rug, because one thing I've learned in my recent adulthood, rugs are expensive. So that could ultimately
save
some money. And I know I have like my favorite one that if I can keep it forever, I absolutely will want to. So I imagine you see a lot of that too, especially with like beautiful or antique or family heirloom. You see a lot of that too?
We do. We've actually got another rug that's in shop right now waiting to go back home. It was another Hurricane Sally damaged rug. The waters caused the red dyes in the rug to move, and the rug turned the white flowers in the rug turned pink. And the client's like, "Help! Is there anything that you can do? What can you do?" I was like, "Oh yeah, there's something that we can do." And we actually have turned those pink flowers back to their original color too. And this is a rug that you can tell it's got to be at least 80 to 100 years old. It's had some patchwork done to it where you could tell they've cut down the sides of it a little bit to be able to create patches out of the sides of it to fill in the middle of it where they had fiber loss done that somebody else had done in the past. And this is a rug that the client, she's like, "I just absolutely love the rug. I just really want to keep the rug. Can you help me save my rug?" And that was about a 3-day process that it took on us to do. But we have actually corrected and we sent her pictures of it, and she was floored at the fact that we resurrected it that much.
Oh, that's so great. What a happy, like a happy ending to this story, especially after something like a hurricane where you're like, this wasn't me being irresponsible, or even a sweet little puppy who, you know, didn't mean to, but possibly ruined something awesome. This is just straight up like, oh, this awful hurricane, this victim of your circumstances. I bet that person was just so excited and so grateful that y'all were able to help.
Oh, they are very excited, and now we're just working on getting them scheduled to get her that rug and another rug that she'd sent in back home to her, and they're all cleaned and ready to go. But you had mentioned puppy earlier, so I have a puppy story for you.
Oh, I love puppy stories.
I always try to come on the show with some kind of a story to make people go, wait a minute, I have lived through this moment, you know, and they go, okay, because I can connect better. My husband and I, probably about a month ago now, we adopted a puppy. He is a bulldog blend. The blend is, we think there's Bernese Mountain Dog in him, but don't know, but sweetest puppy ever. I might be a little bit biased, but he's been hanging out in our office. So if you ever want to come by and meet him, just show up at 117 Industrial Boulevard. Well, we have a new protector that we are now the licensors for. We hold the license in our area for it. Nobody else can sell this product. Only we can. You have to go through training to put it on, the whole nine yards. And that is Fiber Protector. And we had heard rumor from other regions that when you put Fiber Protector down on a rug that a dog has peed on prior to it, that it deters them from peeing on it. So, David, my rug technician, having heard that, he goes, I want to do a test, because the puppy had been going and peeing on the entrance mat right inside of our front door for whatever reason. He turned that into his personal pee pad while he's been potty training. So David took the rug, the walk-in mat to the rug pit. He neutralized the urine. He washed it the whole nine yards. He dried it. And then the next day, he applied it with Fiber Protector, and then we put the rug back down. And we brought Toby in, and we watched. Let's see how this is going to play out. And he literally made a beeline for that rug, stopped at the edge of it, sniffed it, looked over at his shoulder at us, sniffed the rug again, looked back at us, turned around, walked 5 feet away, and peed.
Oh, my goodness.
So the Fiber Protector is proven in our office with our office puppy that it actually will deter dogs. Haven't confirmed it with cats, because cats can be more finicky and more difficult, but have proven it with dogs that it will deter dogs from peeing on the rug.
How about that? And y'all were brave to go test this out, your theory with your own sweet new puppy.
I love how you say brave, and I'm one of those who's like, well, I know how to clean it. I'll just clean it myself. You know?
That is true. That is very true. You have the expertise right there to handle whatever came out of that situation.
My son is, well, actually a friend of ours, spilt some red drink at our church. And my son looked at that, and he looked at them and was like, it's okay, my mom knows how to clean it. Don't stress.
Which is a total skill set, because I'm one of those like, oh, I Google it every time. And I've heard different things, like some things say you spray hairspray on it, or that will help with the red wine stain. And I'll probably just end up calling you in the future, Liz.
Well, I have a Google story for you, too, now that you said that.
Oh, yeah.
We had another client that called us yesterday and dropped off a rug. She's like, I need it back by Thanksgiving. I said, well, if I get it today, then we can make it happen. And David's working on it currently. But her dog had peed on the corner of it. And so she went to a grocery store, bought an over-the-counter item for carpet spotting, used it, and then noticed that that corner of her rug was getting dirty super quick. She didn't understand why it was getting dirty super quick. She's like, I don't know. I use this carpet cleaning stuff that I bought over the counter. And I said, well, that's because that carpet cleaning stuff leaves a residue. Well, she then went on to say that she had taken the rug outside. And unfortunately, this is synthetic, but people do this with wool rugs too, which baffles me. But she took it outside, wet it all down to wash it out, and left it out in the sun to dry. And then it started smelling musty. So she's like, well, I can't have that in my house. So she rolled it up and put it in her garage and forgot about it until now. Lo and behold, family is coming over, and she needs a rug down in her living room underneath her coffee table, and realized that she'd never dealt with the rug that she put into the garage. Well, now we have the rug, get rid of the musty smell, get rid of the initial urine problem, and get rid of the problem of using the over-the-counter cleaner on it. So we're going to take care of all of that, and I told her when she leaves that we're going to give her a bottle of our Spot Out, which is a neutral spotting agent. It does not attract dirt, and it works great on it. So that way, if she ever has this problem again, then she's able to go to it, or able to take care of it the correct way and not create bigger problems for her.
Oh.
So but she had told me that she had Googled how to do this, and she's like, well, I used this, and then I did this, and then I did this, and I was like, that's not what you needed to do. I said, in the future, if your dog has an accident, you could use this, or if you don't have access to it, 50% vinegar to 50% water will neutralize the urine. And she's like, you know, that makes a lot of sense. I was like, it does.
It
just
takes
somebody saying it for you.
Someone out loud. That's right, because Google's going to return, you know, 2.7 million search results, and they might all conflict with each other or trying to sell you 17 products. And so that's the magic ratio for urine particularly. It's 50% vinegar, 50% water.
Yeah, if you're trying to take care of it yourself in your home. Now, if you're like, I just really don't want to deal with it myself, then you're feel free to call our office, 850-453-5544, and we are happy to talk about what the next steps would look like if we come out and take a look at it, or if you're able to say if it's a rug or a small chair that you're able to bring to us. We have had folks that have brought furniture to us before because their animal sat up in the chair and decided, oh, cats especially, I'm going to get mad at you and turn this into my personal litter box just because you're not paying attention to me.
Oh, no.
Well, we've corrected. Yes, we've had a lady just like that. You know, that was her story. And I think one day I will write a book called Memoirs of a Carpet Cleaner, you know, or something like that.
I was just thinking that because, you know, everything that y'all do, I'm sure everything you clean, there's a story behind whatever this piece is, if it's a rug, if it's the draperies, or what happened here in this hurricane or with this precious little puppy. Everything's got a story behind it.
It does. Or my child spilled a chocolate milkshake on the couch cushion and fell asleep. You know, help. Oh. We've had that one too. So, I mean, there's thousands of stories out there that, we could certainly write enough and probably have a bestseller for it.
I love that. Put me on the list. I'll pre-order for memoirs of the carpet cleaners. And so you mentioned, Liz, like right now is particularly busy. Y'all are helping people get ready for the holidays. Do you have capacity on your team? Are you just plugging in as many people as you possibly can if someone's listening and interested in getting in touch for some services?
Yeah, just give us a call. We have been known in the past, right up until Thanksgiving, to actually work even into the evening past hours if we have to. But we will not work on Thanksgiving Day because we've already killed our team enough that we give them the day off, you know, to enjoy with their families. But no, we're going to do our best to try to make it happen for you if we can possibly make it happen. Personnel-wise, I know that we've got it, and it just depends on, you know, how everything lays out. There's been times when we've slipped in really small, like, one-room jobs in between others just because they happen to be on the same street, you know, and we were able to send a two-man crew out to keep the truck going and able to do it. So, yeah, give us a call at 453-5544, and we can see what we can do. And we are also setting up for post-holiday cleanings. We've actually got some clients that have already booked us for January because they're like, I want you to come after I have taken all of my Christmas decorations down before I get my regular stuff back out. And usually it's because most of their carpeting or their flooring or whatever the case may be is actually exposed and open in between that time. So we've already had clients that are booking us for January.
Okay, now that's smart. I appreciate these folks thinking ahead and, you know, after all the dirty feet have come in and out of my house or the spills and the stains and whatever's coming next, then that's when I'm going to want you to come in and help clean up whatever it was that just happened. Hopefully nothing too terrible. And so what, Liz, is your area of, you know, like the radius of your services? Are you here like mostly focused in Pensacola? Do y'all go outside of the county? How does that work?
We are Pensacola over to Navarre. And then there's a couple of times we've gone over into like Baldwin County in Alabama. But generally speaking, we are from Pensacola over to Navarre. And there is one day a week, with the bridge being out, we do set aside one day a week for going over to like Gulf Breeze, Navarre, up in that way, and that's when we will book a truck out, and that's all they do is they make that trek over, and then they just cover all of that area for that day. Like this next week happens to be Monday, that the truck is going to be over there, and I think we have stacked him up. There's a rug delivery he's doing. There's some upholstery cleaning he's doing, and there's some tile and grout cleaning he's doing. So he's really covering the gamut of it while he's over there.
All right. So just because you're on the other side of the bridge doesn't mean you're off limits.
Exactly.
We're stacking the schedule. That's smart. That's just a good way to run things. I think everyone's getting really creative with those solutions. Has that impacted y'all very much?
No, it hasn't. And that's because we have fantastic clients. And when we say, well, he's coming over to Gulf Breeze on Thursday. Are you okay waiting until then? Oh, yes, yes, that is perfectly fine by me. I'm happy to wait until Thursday. We have yet to have anybody say, what, you can't come sooner? Every last one of them have all been, no, I am happy to wait for that day when he is already over here.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Good job to those folks over there who are being understanding and supportive. And so, Liz, I want to ask, too, you know, we're talking a lot about holidays and home gatherings, but y'all also do offices. Is that right?
We do offices. We've got some medical office spaces that we take care of. We have got some lawyers' offices that we take care of and maintain on a monthly basis on keeping their carpets clean for them and keeping it fresh and healthy for them. We absolutely do office spaces. We've got a car dealership that we were in last Sunday cleaning tile and grout in their service department, and now it's either this Sunday or next Sunday. I can't remember off the top of my head, but one of those 2 days we're actually going to go back in and do the showroom next. So, yes, we're able to handle from your small one-bedroom apartment all the way up to thousands. Like, there was even a casino we've cleaned in the past where it's 10,000 square feet of carpet.
Wow. You know, oh, I bet that was interesting.
Yeah, so we've got the capabilities of handling it.
Very good. I'm thinking, especially in 2020 and especially with the pandemic going on, that might be something some people are interested in. If you're so you mentioned you're not working on Thanksgiving, and kudos to you for, you know, having that time off for the team and to spend time with their families. But so I'm thinking about when people close the offices and their employees aren't there, might be probably the best time for y'all to get in and do the floors.
Exactly. And we actually will work on Black Friday. We usually will start about noontime on that Friday and work. And then we even saved our Saturday appointments now are geared for commercial clients, where a lot of their folks are out of the office on Saturdays, and so that's the best time for them to get it done. And so we will actually go in on Saturdays and Sundays and actually clean for commercial spaces.
So great. So I would just encourage anyone who's listening thinking, wow, I could really probably use a refresh. It sounds like get in touch now so that you can get on the calendar, get on the schedule. And I love what you said, too, about recurring. So if people wanted to set up monthly or quarterly, there's those kind of options available, too?
Most definitely.
So great. And it's elitequalityclean.com is the website.
Yep.
117 Industrial Boulevard is the address. And will you tell us the phone number one more time, Liz?
Sure. 850-453-5544.
453-5544. And so what's next for you today, Liz? Are you headed back to that rug that's in the shop waiting for you?
I am. That is actually where I'm about to go back out to and get up to my elbows, hopefully not really, but up to my elbows in latex glue and fixing this rug and getting it to where it can go back home on Monday.
Oh, that's so awesome. Well, let me ask you one quick question while you're here. Asking for a friend, because I would never, ever spill red wine on my white carpet, but if that happened, would you recommend a solution like you mentioned before with the vinegar?
Believe it or not, and this is going to sound very far-fetched and crazy, but it has been tried and has been proven. Take your cheapest bottle of white wine, pour it on the red wine, and then use a wetback and extract it out.
Oh, my gosh. All right, so I'm going to get my rug good and toasty, and then I'll vacuum it up.
There you go.